You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy East Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Alright, we are back. It is In the Conversation.
Yes, sir.
It is Damian Lemon. I'm on the mic. On my right hand side,
El Detenido Vladimir Camaño.
And on my left hand side,
Ali Muhammad.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
We live, baby. We live. Ali, what's up, man?
You must be on that cocoa.
No, you mean hot chocolate? I'm on the hot chocolate.
Whatever.
You know what I mean? I sniff it.
Some type of cocoa.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Hilarious.
I'm broke. I'm the sheep of Main Street.
It's hot chocolate weather though. It's cold in the motherfucker
out there, man. Goddamn.
I'm about over this shit though.
Yeah, I mean,
about to pack it back and leave.
My Miami instincts kicking in. Like, this some bullshit.
Get up out of here.
This is a tough one.
You ever feel that way though? Like, dude, this days now. I don't know if I'm getting old, but I'm like, yo, I need to pack up my bags and relocate.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but you know, New York is funny in the way they seduce you. You know what I'm saying? That whole, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Right.
We'll have you struggling for your entire life in this
freezing.
They need to revamp that shit. If you could struggle in New York, you could ball in Atlanta. You know what I mean?
No,
like, it'd be some shit like that. Let a nigga know. But we trying so hard to conquer this shit that you...
It's bad, man.
It ain't no real rewards.
I mean, it's rewards, man. You know, it's all good. I love it. It's just this motherfucking cold.
This shit is crispy out, dude. That's what I'm talking about.
Day in, day the motherfucking out.
The beautiful thing is it is March, though, fellas.
And it's snowing outside.
But we a couple weeks out from...
That's what your mind say.
It's going to be 40 next week.
Hey, that don't mean it won't drop back down.
We got about, two more weeks? A week left of this?
Yeah, you can't count it by the days, man. You got to count it by what actually happens.
I'm
talking about real shit.
Global warming now. You getting into global warming.
1 year it snowed in June.
When was this?
That was that vibe. We was in the conference room. We was in a motherfucking meeting. You know how it got all the windows and shit.
Yeah.
And it was probably like 5 o'clock, big ass snowflakes just start falling out. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It didn't stick, but it was motherfucking snowing.
It was some mythology.
And it was June, motherfuckers.
You serious?
Ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, motherfuckers don't never realize that it don't really get hot until around about 4th of July.
That's some Miami shit, Pop. It gets hot around about May.
Nah, nigga.
It's hot in New York? What are you talking about?
It's going to be about 60s.
Nah, it'll be a good 70s.
Couple days
getting into 80. It's not just getting hot 4th of July.
Nigga, look at the almanacs.
Look at the women in May.
I'm not saying that it don't get warm. It don't if it get motherfucking 50 degrees right now, everybody gonna be butt naked in the streets.
Yeah.
But that shit ain't warm. That shit ain't hot.
Listeners, if you're out there, please fact check this. If you're out there listening, let us know if you think it's still cold in June in New York City.
I didn't say cold. It ain't got to be cold.
Cool?
But it's cool. And like I said, it snowed in June.
Fact check that snow in June.
We're going to fact check that.
You think I'm bullshit? Fact check
and cool.
Motherfuckers always forget. After the summer come and get hot and shit. Motherfuckers always forget.
He sound like the angriest historian.
I know he does. I know.
Fuck.
And using very blanket terms, it was cool. Like, it's no real specific number. It was cool.
Man.
It was cool.
We're gonna fact check the shit, man.
It's snowing in June. I want to know the year of that.
So what y'all been up
to? It was about 94, 95.
94.
I'll treat you to a cup of coffee.
Nigga.
If it's under 80 degrees in terms of the record, the average for June.
You bugging.
You heard that here first.
I'm going to teach you a cup of coffee.
Just committed to about $3.50.
Yeah, Frappuccino.
I want Starbucks.
You want to see?
Venti, motherfucker.
What's up with the deli cart? You don't like the deli cart?
Nah, I want Starbucks Venti.
I'm going to get you Venti, whatever flavor you want.
No doubt.
Coconut, hazelnut, whatever it is.
I went to a meet with a motherfucker. And, we was at Starbucks, you know, you having a meeting, you like, shit, you want something? Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker got stepped up to order. They ordered some, it was a motherfucking $10 coffee at the end of the day. Oh, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck kind of shit is this? Who the fuck does that? Who the fuck goes and orders a fucking venti, extra this, extra that at a fucking meal?
And it's all sugar.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I went to a bagel shop and spent $12.
L'chaim.
Played myself.
On a coffee?
There you go.
Nah, on a bagel. Oh. On a bagel. I got excited.
In New York?
I was starving. Right there on 23rd and 2nd.
Did you get a little poppy seed?
Nah, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. I went to, I was starving. You know what I mean? I had a little spot right before New York Comedy Club. So there was only a couple spots there, that little bullshit pizza spot.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean?
No names will be mentioned.
And then there's a little bagel spot that's decent. And I went in there, and it was this white lady in front of me, and she had a bagel, and they was fixing her shit. It was tricked out. The shit had fucking locks.
Little demo.
Little red onions, some capers. Mm-hmm. The shit looked amazing. Toasted. I was starving. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, what's that about? She was like, oh, it's great. You should have one. I was like,
yeah. Let me get what she got.
And then I said, yeah, let me get what she got. And my man was like, You sure? He hit me with the "you sure." He looked at me. He seen the budget in my pupils. Like, are you sure?
This man is frugal.
I said, let's do it. And then he did it. And then that shit, he presented it to me. He was like, that's $12.
Oh.
And Shorty was still in the vicinity, so I couldn't really
like, play yourself.
Yes.
$12?
Was it like organic? What was in there? What'd you get? What toppings? Cream cheese?
Salmon. It's the salmon that got you. It was what really got me was doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I should have just
too big.
Taken a second and said, you know what? Just go with what you typically do.
Now, question is, though, how was the bagel?
That shit was amazing, but it wasn't fucking $12.
What would you, be a lot. For what you had and what you ate, what would you price it at? For what you, the terms of flavor and experience?
$4.50.
Anything with bagel in the motherfucking description can't be over
$5. Yeah. $4.50 is...
Yeah.
That's an expensive bagel, $4.50.
This has been another episode of Don't Get Got.
Don't get gassed.
It was a teachable moment, as they say.
You learn from
them
that.
Things, a little $12 lesson.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst when you spend too much money. When you didn't expect to spend the money and you spend it.
Yeah. That shit fucked me up. I had to recover smooth, though. How much?
Yeah, you ain't get shit to drink, huh?
No, I got a little thing. And these little dollar waters there is like $2.50. You know, it's in the city.
So
you
tried to get 15.
On a bagel.
I'm trying to think of the last time I spent something like that where I didn't like what I got.
You spent too much on some bullshit? I'm
trying to remember. I think I bought a steak at Whole Foods.
I tell you a spot where you could wind up spending more than you expected. You ever been in this place called Fat Sal? And it's in, where the fuck is that shit? In Williamsburg, across the street from...
What kind of place? Pizza? What they talking about?
Nah, it's like I'm fucking losing everything. It's a barbecue spot. Across the street from Knitting Factory, and it's like one of them places, it's pay what it is. They give you like a little, there's a fucking a bulletin board that'll say, all right, the short ribs are $4.75, half a pound or a quarter pound. You need to make sure you pay attention to that mathematics because it can get real. And the short rib, it'd be small like this. That's just $5.
With that bone, though.
And it looked tiny on your plate. So you like, yo, throw some more with that. Let me get some pulled pork. Throw that on there. And it will literally bring your drink. Like, it's $47.
What?
It's $47.
What'd you get? Just a short rib? One rib?
No,
how much for one rib?
I went ridiculous. But it looked like a cookout plate. What I got, a decent cookout plate. You know what I mean? $15 if you're selling plates. $15, right. I'd have gave you that. $46 fucking.
Dolo? You split it with your...
This was the... I think I was out there one time with my lady, so...
Yeah, it's 40, 47 if you were
your
lady.
It was cool enough, but then it was another time when I came.
47.
And the ring up wasn't as aggressive because I knew a little bit, but it was still more than my liking. And I was like, oh, shit. Man, you might need to put some of that back. And then one of the dudes was like... Son, ain't you the nigga from Geico?
Oh.
I know the MTV paper. I hate when niggas hit you with that. I don't know the MTV. I was like, ah.
Somebody pull a phone out.
I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Put a couple of those shits back. Let's get this shit down around. No.
They ain't know.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
So he made the Geico comment, and you still told him to take it off?
I took that shit all the way.
You can get more strong with that shit. I don't want that shit.
Since you got aggressive, nigga, take it all the way. Fuck it. We out. We gonna make the papers in this shit. Cheap man, offended.
Fat Sal's. The word.
Fat Sal.
Oh, Fat Sal's.
It's decent. It's good. What you think?
It's good. Oh, you been? Oh wow!
We got peoples in the building.
We got peoples in the building.
We got audience now. Audience. We got people. Yeah, oh, we got no, audience.
Not right now. Right
make some
now.
Noise so for you. How are we making some noise for the audience?
We gotta do that.
We supposed to make noise for the audience.
That's how you know you only got one motherfucking audience.
Damn right
we are. We like
goddamn right.
Remember that? Remember back in the days when we used to first start doing comedy on the hump.
That's right.
We used to book audience like comedians.
Yeah, dude.
We're like, yo, we got two. So you say she coming, right? All right, so we at four now.
Get Shirley.
Okay, yeah.
Call she
her.
Brings friends.
I got pictures from one of them comedy on the hump joints.
You came a couple times, Ali.
Yeah, I came. But with the first time I came, we came as a whole family.
Collective.
Yeah, I don't think I did good. Too well that night.
Yeah.
The night Ali came out.
You was up there, though.
Yeah, I was up there, yeah. I was up there.
So you reaffirmed your thoughts.
I know. I did too. I remember
but
that night.
I'm about to tell you, I mean, you did what you do.
You did your thing.
You did
your thing. What you do, you did it.
You did it. You did what you do.
Nah, I can't even remember, but I got,
I'm glad you
I know
don't.
I got pictures of it. I got you on stage.
As
so
long as
I
it
know
ain't video.
You were up there.
As long as I definitely was there.
Nah, it wasn't video.
Thank God.
Stills.
Yeah, man.
Like I was workshopping that night.
Nah, but I shouted out the audience member because you, at one point, I don't know still, but you've worked in the luxury foods area of the world. So you used to like luxury, like foods being like, damn, how much for that? You not, it's not going to, the sticker shock is not going to fuck with you when you hear the, you know.
But that's how they get you with the weighted stuff.
Yeah, man.
If it's weighted,
because
you're just trying to make a plate look right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Give it up for the expert.
Give it up for the expert, unnamed expert. We might have the expert on in full
on
capacity.
The show.
You know what I mean? But yeah, that's what happens. Your eyes.
They weigh you.
And then you, like, it ain't even the super ill plate. It's just the fact that those shits are fucking, like, they priced damn near cocaine prices on some of these, like, these ribs. Come on, it's like $14.25 for half a slab.
That shit happened to me in the grocery store last night.
Mm. What grocery store you went to?
Food Town, Bed-Stuy.
Oh, okay. You keeping it with the people.
Yeah.
Food Town's of the people. They got plantains in there.
They do have plantains in there.
They got the ethnic aisle.
But it was a weird situation because last night, I saw more white people in the Food Town than ever before in my life. And the manager of the Food Town was trying to holler at the white girl in front of me.
Black guy?
Yeah.
Listen.
You know, hey, I like that hat.
They
got him sounded creepy.
Because that's how he was looking, and that's how she was looking at him. Like, oh, shit. You know it's creepy when the motherfucker, they first answer is, well, my boyfriend.
Yeah, trying to change subject.
Ask you nothing about your boyfriend.
I like your hat. Yes, it's cold outside.
Yeah, my boyfriend. My boyfriend is a fan of this team. So, but I'm in there hungry. Man, I'm stacking the cart up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
When you hungry, you can't
just put shit in the box. I started pulling that shit out, putting it on the belt. Man, it wasn't nothing but the first wave of the shit. And that shit was already at 160. I was like, ooh, this is not going to end too well because I still got a whole fucking half a cart.
What'd you do?
I just let it ride, man. I was like, shit, we got to eat.
Look at this. I'm fucking with you.
Nah, I'm just saying, it was a concern, but you know what I'm saying?
Went to the grocery like, store, dropped 50 in
just
that,
overdid it. Overdid it. But when you got them kids, man, them mugs eat a lot of food.
Yeah, man, I ain't really. It don't sound like it was unnecessary.
No, it's all necessary, but you know what I'm saying? I'm typically very strategic.
As a dad, though.
As a on a weekly type of, this is what we need for the week.
As a dad.
You know what I'm saying? In addition to what we got.
As a dad, what's the one or two items that you can't believe just keep running out and you got to keep buying? You're like, yo, we just bought this.
Nah, man, that's everything. You know what I'm saying? As a dad of three kids, everything is gone.
Is it
bread, eggs, milk, cereal. All that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Certain shit is more expensive than you would expect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
All that
too.
Shit is too expensive.
But like
cereal is cost more than meat.
Now. Yeah.
Cereal about $6 a box.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got three kids, so you got to get the big box.
Paper towels are expensive. Motherfucker.
Target got the good. They had the good
even
prices.
Still, you got to catch them. Because sometimes Target would be on some bullshit. You got to buy at least 15 for the...
See, I go very generic with the paper towels. I don't give a fuck.
I tried to skirt around. You can't skimp on your paper towel because then you're just going to use more paper towel.
No brand. It's just towel.
Paper. Don't skimp on the paper towel.
I don't get the very flimsy shit, but I ain't got to have a...
Get a Crasdale? Is that what
a nice crash, nice Kirkland?
The Target Up brand is fine with me.
Okay,
man.
That's decent.
You know what I'm saying? I'm fine with
don't
the Target Up
Crasdale.
Brand. I ain't never even heard of it.
I had a friend of mine.
It's associated situation. You were there. That's what
Associated
is
another hood store. Absolutely. Associated C-Town, Food Town. Anything Key with food. Anything with town in it is you typically a nice little urban store. You get the plantains $24.
Man, Food Town coming up. They got the organic aisle.
Food Town always been like on the pivot. Like you'll see Food Town around here.
Let me ask you guys a question. When y'all get cold cuts.
We really going deep on this.
Yeah, when y'all get cold cuts and you say you get let me get half a pound, right? Or whatever. And they say it's like $5 for half a pound.
Uh-huh.
And it goes over a little bit.
Oh, do you
and homeboy's like, yo, you know, it's $5.25. Do you tell them, hey, take that $25 off or you keep it on there?
Nah, I've stopped. I used to take them to principal court.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
Like, hold on,
hey,
fam.
Hey.
Clearly said
half a pound.
You know, but now I'm like, ew, nigga, I can't do it now. Because what am I fighting for? Like, I'm fighting over with 37
Yo,
cents.
Coca, I'll be gangster,
two slices.
They be people eye hawking them. Like, I said thin, thinner than that. Cut them thin.
Motherfuckers be dead serious.
Oh,
about
yeah.
That's the new butcher. You know what I'm saying?
Slice my shit thin.
You know what I mean?
Let me taste it, though.
Let me taste it, though.
If you don't get a sample at the deli count, I don't understand what's going on with you, man. You still got to indulge in that. Sorry.
Sausalito is not fancy turkey. I just want to put that out there.
Who?
Sausalito. Everybody keep buying that like it's fancy. Sausalito is nothing but peppered turkey.
What's that?
Yeah, everybody's like, I got Sausalito. That's peppered turkey. Anyway, I'm griping over something I don't like.
No doubt. I'm just saying, I overdid it in the grocery store. My eyes was too big.
Man.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't worry, though. I mean, we be balling otherwise, just for the listeners. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying, there's certain situations where I like to chill, but, you know, everywhere else.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're either with a family member or with your lady,
keep the fucking
either or, and you get to the checkout counter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all start getting to the counter. Is there a point in the interaction where you go, hey, you going to cover this?
Or do you kind of, they got to go in with a game plan already. You can't do it.
Or what? Family member?
Like if you were a family member or with your lady, right? And you get to the checkout and it's checkout time. You got all these groceries. Do you instinctively pay for everything or you kind of like leave some out and go, hey, babe, you going to cover?
That's out the window once you married, dog. You pay for everything.
It's all one pot.
It's one pot. There ain't no such thing as we going to, hey, that's yours. This mine. Nah. That ain't in the equation no more.
That's funny as shit.
Because typically what I find is the person in front of the line is the one that ends up paying it. Whoever's ahead, like if
yeah, because they closest to the cash register.
Exactly right.
Then you got to peel off right after them.
The other motherfuckers stay behind the cart.
My mom is notorious.
Can't get around. You can't get around to the machine.
My mother does that. She gets right behind me. I'm like, all right.
Do you tip the bagger?
I tip the bagger.
You do? What you tipping?
I tip 50 cents, a dollar.
50 cents?
Yeah, a dollar.
You can't tip with coins in 2015. You can't tip with, can you tip with coins?
You got some loose change in your pocket?
It's got to be in the transaction. You can't just come out your pocket with two fucking quarters it's 1931. You know, yo, that's
why got me that far back though, man?
Yo, my grandfather
31
for that shit.
God damn, dude, you taking me all the way back?
Yeah,
now?
You went all the way back with the coin tip.
A coin tip, pop? You can't do a coin.
Well,
tip.
You know, you buy a little cup of coffee at the deli in the hood.
That's different.
75 cents.
That's different.
75 cents. You get a quarter back. And then by the end of the day, I make a quick run to the grocery store. I got 50 cents in my pocket. I'll drop that into the.
No, you supposed to drop that at the coffee at the damn coffee place.
Coin tipping is the lowest of the low one. Well, that's an offense. What? You gave me, you know what I mean? He gave me 35 cents.
All right, we gonna do this? We gonna get out there, D?
I'm not putting you in
no,
the world.
No, we gonna talk. Let's talk.
Okay,
let's talk.
It,
what's your
it.
Policy, D, if someone brings a delivery, but it's bad weather outside?
I told you, I wasn't the heaviest tipper for a while, but my lady, fucking Tipper Gore, she go hard body. So now, if it's cold outside, she done made me feel, if it's cold outside, I'm doing $3, $3 to $5.
All right, because I'll give five. Y'all give 3 to 5. I'm the same way. All right, just make it
$5.
You go five off
on
the top?
A delivery tip?
Three to five. If it's bad weather outside?
If it's bad weather outside, especially if it's visibly bad, if a motherfucker come to the shit, he's fucking wet, he got snow and shit.
Got that poncho on? That wet poncho?
Exactly. You can't hit it with $1.50. How much is it? All right, let me get a. Okay, yeah.
I typically tip 20%, though. Whatever it is, 20%.
On the delivery?
Even on delivery, I tip 20%.
Nah, not me. Not me.
What'd you tip, Ali?
Depends on what I bought.
So it's not about the value?
$2, $3.
So you bought $25 worth of food, delivery?
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with the delivery. He gonna make the same run, whether it's $10 or $50.
It was $25. Isn't he carrying $25 worth of food?
What I got to do with it?
Damn,
cold. He didn't serve me and bring me no damn water. He probably 30 minutes late. I done had to call up that bitch about 3 times.
Yo, I hate to make this statement, dude. I hate to make it, but every West Indian restaurant I've ordered from shows up late. I know. I don't want to be racist.
I didn't even know they ain't delivered.
It ain't about West Indian. Only place show up on time it's on Chinese, delivery is Chinese.
And a Dominican cab driver.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes you might want to call them at the same time and see who come first.
Just exactly. As a test.
Yeah, some fun
Chinese,
shit.
Bam.
But the West Indians in my neighborhood, dude, they're notorious for coming late, man. Two different spots I order from late. And then they want to come. They want you to come outside.
I never had a West Indian spot like a Jamaican. I never had them deliver to me. Right. Every time I go there, it felt like they got an attitude with you, too.
A hell of an attitude. And they always got some excuse. My bumper, something got crashed or something.
Shout
like
out
that.
To our West Indian listeners.
I love y'all, but it's just been my experience, man.
I love y'all, but.
But.
I love that, the conditional.
It's been my experience. Racist. The food is excellent, obviously, but it's, you know, it's cold, it's late.
Yeah, man, I mean,
I'm not on 20% on delivery.
They could deliver at your TV, what you giving them.
A TV?
He brought your TV
he
in.
He put it in?
He installed
it. No, he just, no. He
I'm going to give him a nice tip. Not 20% of the TV.
No, hell no. No.
$20. That's more than tax.
You give
that's
him a 20?
Tax.
You give him a 20?
$20.
You know what I'm saying? I tip the, you know what I'm saying, the installation dude, you know what I'm saying? Get a little lunch. But I'm not tipping 20% on a delivery.
I do 20% on a meal. That's about it. I don't even
at the restaurant.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. At the restaurant. Like,
but the motherfuckers bring you some water, you know what I'm saying? They ask you what you want, you know what I mean?
They work
giving you some motherfucking advice.
It's bad weather outside. They bring you food. What do you do?
Depending on what it is. I mean, shit, I give them 5, 6, you know what I'm saying? I ain't not a tipper, but I ain't no 20% tipper on no delivery.
Right. So a $25 meal, you wouldn't give $4. $20 meal.
See, when you get into mathematics,
see, it ain't
like
mathematics. It's how I'm feeling and how I feel like the motherfucking delivery was, man.
It's just so funny that the way you ascribe value to something is based on your emotional feeling. Like, I feel like this is $2.
That's what a tip is.
But I tell you what's worse than that is when you feel like you tip too little and you close that door, it's over, and now you got that fucking remorse. Like, damn, I could have went a little harder.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Damn, it is cold outside. I gave this nigga $2. I could have, you know what I mean? I could have done right. more. So now I pay it forward because I don't even like feeling that way. I don't like feeling fucked up, like because I hit him with $1.50 tip, and I know I was bullshit. I know I was being cheap as I was like, "You good?" Close the door. And I knew he wasn't good. I wasn't good. Now
you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, like I said, it
back
depends.
To the feeling.
It depends on how you feel. Now, what's your when you at the hotel?
Okay.
And you got the cats down in front, concierge, or the door cats.
Excellent
you know
question.
Saying?
Excellent
now,
question.
Yeah.
Do you tip them? You there for 5 days.
Yeah.
You tip them every time you go out?
I tip at the end.
Oh, well, that depends.
What if it ain't the same motherfucker?
Oh, I'll leave an envelope.
You talk about a valet then.
I mean, there's plenty of motherfuckers in the hotel.
I'm not
in the hotel.
Nobody just in the lobby for being in the lobby.
The bag, the person bring your bags. You know what I'm saying?
How
come
many
check
times
on
am I bringing my bags?
I'm saying check
up, in and
one
check
up,
out.
You chip them on the up and the down?
I typically bring my own bags in. First of all, I'm doing a carry-on, so I'm not really doing it. It's not Mr. Jefferson. I'm tipping. I tip the maid. I
you
do
tip
like
them every day.
Hell no!
Or the last day.
I leave a nice piece on the last day. Now valet.
What if
is
it's not the
it
same
with.
Lady?
It don't have to be the same lady. They work together. They all had the same uniform, boy. They better spread luck.
So the motherfucker, the checkout day is the motherfucker who get the cash.
Yeah. And if I'm in a city where it is like. Vices to do that I can't travel with, I throw a little vice on top of that shit. You know what I mean? I was in Denver.
I stayed at the W for 5 nights in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And I remember I had a clean lady, and I kept track of her name. I met her. She came like on Monday, the second day. I'd be like, what's your name? And I asked her before, you know, and then I put a little envelope and I put her name
you
on
liked
there.
Her?
Yeah, I mean, she was nice, and I just want to make sure she got it. Back to your point.
And you felt a certain kind of way.
She was great. She was excellent. She was nice. She was, you know, she respected the little door tag. You know, she wasn't knocking to see what was in there. She was nice.
Typically, I'm gone when they do what they do. You know what I mean? Like, I just say, you know, when I leave, I say, hey, need service to the room, whatever. When I come back, it's done. So somebody did it. I don't typically, I'll see them in the hall, and it'll be like 3 or 4 motherfuckers in the hall. So I figure, listen, I'll leave some paper. Thanks for the services.
Right. Thanks
for these services.
No, you know what I'm saying? I just think about it sometimes because I've done it both ways.
Yeah.
I've, you know what I'm saying, left a little something every day.
You write a note? You hit him with
I
a
just
note?
Hit with a thank you. You okay. know what I'm saying? That, but usually that's on the last day.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, well, damn, sometimes I just don't think about it till the last day, and then you leave it, and then you be like, damn, I wonder if the motherfucker who was actually doing the damn room is getting this.
Well, I heard somewhere two things. One is my aunt used to work in that field, so I always got it back in my head to, oh, my aunt getting soft, getting water over here. Second point is.
You crying?
No.
She alive? You honestly?
I'm not crying, yeah, just for the record. My second point is I heard somewhere that they keep track if you're a terrible tipper in the records. Like, they actually keep a record so when you check back in the hotel, they don't look out for you the same way they would if you were a good tipper.
They don't show no love.
They don't show no love.
Act like they don't know you when they see you in the
track.
Streets.
Yeah, they keep the people off this.
Oh, I've seen that. They keep track. I've seen that in the strip club. I've had strippers huddle up and point me out.
Are you serious?
Worship
time. I mean, yeah. Is it real?
Strip club is the Super Bowl of tipping.
Because niggas is gratuitous. I'm not competing with niggas. Niggas be throwing shit and don't even really want credit. They just be throwing it in the... Fuck that. If I'm tipping you, I need you to know this was for me.
I would love to see you make it rain. Hey, everybody, get over here.
Making it rain. But
record this.
I'll tell you some weird shit that I do as far as hotels go. Now, this is some bullshit. This might not be real at all, but it's an urban legend. But there was a story about a dude who was on vacation, right?
Damian Lemon?
No. This was before I was even fucking doing hotels. This is a dude who was on vacation with his family, and he had a little 35. This is back in the days of the 35mm camera. So he had a 35mm camera, and he had all this shit out, like his toiletries or whatever. And then when he came back, like he didn't tip or whatever. And obviously the offense was before he tipped either way. But he comes back, he delivers his film and his pictures of his toothbrush all in shorty ass, all in like, you know what I mean?
So
like
he took pictures with his camera.
With his camera defiling his toothbrush. To this day, I keep my toothbrush on me when I'm in a hotel, or I hide the shit out of it. Sure, they just like they he put his toothbrush out into just open air,
and they defiled it
like it was his house. And he just put the toothbrush
with his camera.
Yeah, and he had his camera in the room, and I guess somebody was like, "Oh, this nigga slipping. He got his toothbrush out. We gotta haze him." And they put the toothbrush in the ass and all types of shit. This nigga brushing his teeth all week with just fucking
ass
fecal matter all in his plaque. You know what I mean?
Ass paste.
That's deplorable.
Ever since
man.
I've heard that, I keep my toothbrush in tucked.
Right, I'm going to put this toothbrush right here.
Do you know which hotel chain this was?
I don't know what it was. It's an urban legend.
It's an urban legend from the 60s.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, it was fucking.
Damn, that's deplorable. Like, my thing is, like, I don't even have the motivation or the revenge instinct to put a toothbrush in my butt. Like, that's not how I would seek revenge or prank somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even know if it was revenge.
I don't want bristles. I don't want bristles in my butt. You know what I mean?
As most people. But then there's that motherfucker that's
all kind
like,
of freaks out here.
Bristles in your butt?
Nah, or they not just working and they like, you know what I'm saying? Would be funny? Yo, what if we just worked at a hotel together? You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, yo, room 407. I put the toothbrush all between my big toe and my chin. I got toe jam all over this fucking. So when we see him, we can laugh. You don't think there's people that do shit like that at their job? Their job is boring as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Man. But then you gotta have a cameraman, right? So like, one of us gotta be the toothbrush dude in the butt. And then
do it for the gram.
I leave the film dude.
I'm not filming shit.
I hold
that nature.
I got the boom mic.
I'm not in that.
Make sure I get that good audio on it. Shh.
My name is Bennett.
Oh man,
I'm not in it.
Anyway,
that's deplorable, dude. I wish you hadn't told me that.
Yeah, man, I just want to strike fear in everybody.
Bristles in
shit.
Your butt.
Keep your toothbrush in your pocket, player.
And the thing is, I got a Sonicare.
What the hell? What's that?
I got an electric toothbrush. You just ruined my day. You want a Sonicare? It's a
vibrator for your mouth.
Hell yeah. Well,
come on. That's what you got. No, fuck it. But that's what it's going to get used for. Your shit gets defined.
Can we edit that out? Can we edit that out? Vibrating your mouth? I'm trying to get some clean teeth.
Now you got a Sonicare.
I'm made it a sexual toy now, man.
Oh, shit.
No, a battery. You got to plug it into the wall.
You're going to have a good time with your shit.
They gonna leave you a thank you note. Like, yo, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Woo!
We like that 407.
Put that in his notes. When he come, I want to know where he's staying.
Sonicare in your notes.
First of all, dentist recommended. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But Ali, let me explain to you what this is. The Sonicare.
I already know now.
You know what it is.
The diamond brush. I got the diamond brush.
Mm-hmm.
The diamond brush has
the presidential of the Sonicare.
It's like the presidential is like the
they
top
gonna,
top.
They're gonna turn that shit out.
Before we get to that.
Sparklers and shit.
Two things going on here, man. So, like, the Sonicare has, like, I don't know how many revolutions per minute.
Uh-huh.
So that
revolutions.
Yeah, revolutions. Mm-hmm. So that's the first piece that scares me. The second piece is, like, when you're brushing, you smell. He had to smell something. Like, when he was brushing.
You would think so, but you never
some kind
know.
Of odor, you know what I mean?
You never know.
Yeah, he in the bathroom. He might just think it's a foul smell.
Do y'all floss every night?
Not every night.
As I could do it.
I'll be skipping sometimes, dude. I'll be skipping the floss.
I felt bad judgmental. That question.
No.
I ain't want to let people
another
down.
Another Vlad TMI hygiene moment.
Oh, shit.
Damn right.
What's popping, though? What's going on? How we doing? What you get into this week?
We doing the good deed, man.
Yeah?
Trying to stay calm.
What you get into this week? Anything cool?
D, should we tell them the...
Oh, you've been wanting to tell... We can tell a story from... the night that you headlined Levity, you never really fully recap that whole night. Like, we could talk about the blemish on that shit, but you want to talk about the celebration that with the event that it was.
So
talk about that show.
What had happened
on February 18th? I feel like I'm telling like a first 48.
Man, go tell it, man.
Tell the story, man.
I headlined Levity live.
Bird.
February 18th.
Give it up for Vlad. Yeah, headlining the Levity Live.
Can you put an applause break in there, Chris? Thank you. And so it's me, my friend Mike Gaffney, Junior Brion, and Damien came by. It was mm-hmm. all like my close, that's my crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? These are my peoples. And we did a great show.
Yeah, it was fun.
D rocked out, Junior rocked out, Mike rocked out. I did mm-hmm. about 50 tonight, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Had a great set, taped it. You know, we had a great time. Club loved it. You know, want to bring me back. All kinds of good stuff.
That's what's up.
And then D and I leave.
Uh-huh.
D and I leave that night, right? So D's like, yo, Vlad, you know, I'll drop you off at the crib. I'll give you a ride home.
All the way to the crib.
To the crib, the Bronx. Right. Well, D don't live that far from me, so he dropped me off in the...
And
in
it
the
was crib. Coming from fucking Palisades Mall, so it was like, oh, okay. It was fucked up. Drive all that way to
drop him at the train.
And pull up to the 6. Like, he'll take that.
So D drops me off, right? We drops me off. And he's like, so he parks the car. By a fire hydrant or something like that?
Yeah, park the car by a fire hydrant.
So we said that we start kicking it. We start talking about the jokes I did, the night, you know, just kind of reflecting on the night and comedy. We start talking comedy and a career and how to get ahead, which we usually do. We talk about just kind of self-help and how to advance.
Right.
So, and then you could jump in at any minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we sit in about maybe 20 minutes chopping it up comedy. And then I decide to leave. I give D a pound. I exit the car and I see three dark figures approaching me. Like, just three.
Dark as in black?
No, dark as in shadowy.
Oh.
Dark as in low light. You know what I mean? And then all I see is three dudes coming. So in my head, I'm like, listen, I don't live in the nicest neighborhood. It's hood, you know what I mean? So I see them coming. I'm like, oh, it's about to go down. I got to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm getting ready to protect myself, flashlights go on.
Mm-hmm.
It's three undercover cops. So my mind has to switch from I'm about to get robbed to it's police officers.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop says, get back in the car. At this point, I didn't see a badge. All I see is a flashlight. I didn't see no information. I said, dude, why are you pulling us over? I said, why are you coming towards us? And he's like, just get back in the car. And I said, for what? I said, what is the reason why you stopping us?
Trying to get shot.
Yeah.
So he says, please get back in the car.
As I'm, niggas say please, that means, especially
that
the cops.
Man, that's a final straw before the trigger.
But my thing is like,
resistance.
You need to have a cause for why you're pulling, like, you know, what's going on.
You want information.
I want information. I'm a citizen. I didn't do nothing wrong. Yeah. Why are you stopping me? So as I'm sitting back in the car, mind you, I'm getting robbed.
Oh, you got back in.
I got back in the car.
Okay.
As I sit back in the car, out of my mouth, I say, this is why things happen.
Which turned that shit all
the way up. All
the way
turned up.
Turned up.
And he said it like that.
Like, and you know, like, motherfucker, well, get out of my car with that bullshit.
Well, I was trying to defuse the shit from the door because I saw the lights on the car. Like, they had the little, you know, the little police lights. Not mm-hmm. the big joints, but like the kit.
In the
grill pieces. So I saw that. So I knew it was cops coming, but that was probably as he was exiting the car. And I know how sometimes the cops are coming. They don't look like cops mm-hmm. initially. So I can understand that. But then I'm like, yo, just get in the car. You know what I mean? Sit down in the car. Once we, because I realized it was cops. I was like, get in the car. Just chill. Let's settle this whole situation. Well, he said, that's, you know, that's how shit happens. Not shit happens, but that's how these things happen or whatever. I mean, we all know what we're talking about. That's, you know what I mean?
You're supposed to think that.
Dude, you supposed so... to, but then the thing is, it's such a, like a... It's the relationship between, like, between people of color and the police is so fucking tense. It's been tense for years, but right. now it's on high,
right.
especially after everything, all the killings and everything, Mike Brown and, you know, I mean, the list Eric goes Garner. On and on, right, a kid, right, girl, right. all of that shit, and then them getting two officers killed, you know.
Right.
So it's heightened, and Cat, it was a white dude, he's like, yo, what you mean? These things happen. What are you talking about? Yeah, so he's hyped now. So now we got, ah, shit. Now we got a display. I'm like, my man, he's just saying, you know, how things could go wrong. You know what I mean? How there's a misunderstanding. You know, I'm trying to be cool and calm with the shit. And I'm like, you know, what I didn't appreciate, though, is they, because I understand we on different teams. You team police. You right. know what I'm saying? And y'all might have some bad press out there and shit. And y'all got to, you got to speak your part. But let's not act as if we idiots here, right. you know what I'm saying? So what do you mean? What kind of racial race? What
yeah,
you're talking about race now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah. Well, it's the climate as of late. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be as vague as possible.
y'all
but
having
like,
discourse.
We're trying to, but this nigga's turned up. Like he was ready up. To get it in.
Up. He's a white cop too.
I was like, you know what? Let's just forget about it. Let's just forget about it. Because I'm not gonna get shot over. We gonna just agree to disagree. I'm not trying to get shot. You know what I mean? So I was like, my man. Because then he asked me, he was like, so who do you feel more safe by in this neighborhood? Just the people in this neighborhood or the cops? I was like, I mean, you know, honestly? Don't ask me a fucking question like that. And he was like, oh, you got to be bugging. So then I was
not
like,
you.
Yeah. So we eventually kind of like quelled the situation, talk, you know what I mean? Whatever. The shit almost got crazy because...
Yeah,
but some other shit happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, what
happened? I'll tell you. So, I got a thing on my. What are you about to say?
I think also they got turned up to another level because I felt D that he was trying to bait us.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
D was being very particular in his word choice. Like D said, there's a climate right now where there's tension between the police and the community.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, what do you mean by tension? Why are you making it racial?
I didn't say
but in a real hard tone though, you know what I mean, like real hard
yeah,
tone.
He
wanted us
to pop off, or they wanted to make an example to do something to flex. You know what I mean? It was just right. kind of like, let's not, you know, I'm in the wrong, and I went, let's, okay, I'm in the wrong. I'm right next to a fire hydrant, which is bullshit, but you know right. it is legally. I'm fucking up. You know what I mean? If we're gonna make this a ticket situation, let's just get that done. You know what I mean? But let's like clear. Let's be cool. Let's let the. You know what I mean? You got to start talking like real. You know how you start, but you can't even move your hand. So you kind of start. You kind of gotta lower your tone in a way like, okay, I understand what you're saying, brother. And then I started appeasing him. I was like, yo, you know, I know you out here. You know what I mean? Risking your life and shit. You know
was
what
definitely
I'm
very Johnny Cochran.
Yeah,
that,
man,
yeah.
Listen. But you know, listen, we just out here. We just came from doing a comedy show. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. This, that, the other thing. And we, you know what I mean? He just headlined. It was a big night. You know what I mean? He lived right here. We just trying to, you know, man, let this night go without incident. Is that cool? And then eventually.
And he's funny because he was like, license registration. D was like, can I put my hand in my pocket?
No, because my shit was over. I was like, listen, yeah, I'm about to go reach for this. This is straight. We cool.
cool.
Not getting shot on no mistake shit. You know what I mean?
We cool.
What
bothers me about the police, at least in this scenario and scenarios I've been involved in, is the baiting. That's what pisses me off about it. Because he said to me, he said, oh, you're a tough guy now, right? He said, what do you mean by this how stuff happens? What do you mean by that? And I stayed quiet. I said, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm not going to say nothing. And he's like, oh, you're real tough guy now. You're real quiet now, right? Real silent now, right? And I'm sitting there going, why are you trying to bait the people that you're trying to protect? Like, why are you trying to rile them up? Your job is to check the car, make sure there's no weapons, make sure nothing's going on, and go about your business. Like, why are you trying to get into a situation where it's inflammatory?
Yeah, it's whack. You know, it is whack because it leave a bad taste in your mouth. After the shit, You feel like, you know, you kind of feel violated. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of those things that you kind of got to eat that. You know what I mean? Like, you got to see the reward and it didn't go further.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they might have talked to you all types of ways. And it's fucked up because I feel like, you know, when you grow up like that, you already kind of know that it's a one-way relationship. So you can understand why people get upset. Cause it's already adversarial. You know what I mean? Like it ain't. It's not good police work. You know what I'm saying? Like this is. You know what I mean? It was that type of shit. So you look at that, and then it's fucked up. Cause then you gotta measure it amongst the other times shit has happened like that. Like I remember one time I was on my block.
Yeah, this is crazy.
This is why the shit wasn't as bad. I was on my block right when I was in Harlem, and the parking was a little. It's not as bad as it is now, but it was, you know, still you drive around for a minute looking for a spot. So I'm like right on 141st Bradhurst, like a little small side block. Every so often you might catch some shit. So I'm driving, and I see a regular ass car. It might. I don't think it was an Impala because you'd probably known. Okay, that's some kind of, like a regular ass car, like a Saturn or some shit. And I see a spot, and I forget how he's going, but I did a U-bop to get to the spot before this motherfucker. You know, after a while, you drive around, you like fuck that. I did a U-bop, get to the spot, and I see them approaching. But I was clearly, you know, I got to the spot before them. So it was one of those where we still got to have the look off, like my nigga. You know what I mean? It's my spot. So I'm prepared for that. I'm parking. I'm waiting. And the cop, the car just stops. All four doors open up. Big 6'3 motherfuckers. Like big motherfuckers coming out. Guns pointed. With Scullies on. Black shit on. Nobody revealed a fucking badge yet. These niggas with guns. Right. That's what these motherfuckers.
In Harlem.
Niggas with guns. Yeah, like over a parking spot. I'm like, oh shit, nigga, I'm about to die over a fucking parking spot. This is how it's gonna go. This is how it's gonna go out, nigga, over a parking spot.
Is this how I'm gonna die?
Is this how, you know, you had that moment.
Is this how I'm gonna die?
And then he rushed the shit. And then one dude finally flipped out. We police flip out his shit. Little thing, they opened up the whole car. Open the doors, they open the car, they going through the fucking glove compartment.
Over a U-turn.
So they pop my trunk, they going through my truck. They ain't asked for none of this shit. They just going through my shit. And then they was like, all right, you good. And stepped off. Yo, you feel so fucking bad. Hey,
we already said this earlier in this conversation. These motherfuckers at their job, they bored.
Yeah.
You go with somebody to fuck with.
Listen, man.
Fuck with this motherfucker. They get back in the car. You see how scared that motherfucker is?
You see that motherfucker?
Sure. Hilarious. We ain't even cops.
Who else we got?
You know what I mean? Imagine that shit. Oh, dude, I thought it was over. I thought that shit was over. Man, I was like, oh. And you know when you caught slipping by yourself? At least when you got another cat, you like, yo, this shit might pop off. We got to see what we could do. When you dolo, you like, ah, there ain't no witnesses. This shit about to be ugly. Fuck.
Yeah. But my brother made a good point. I told my brother about him. Bro was like, it's funny because out of sheer panic, the assailant, whoever they're tracking, may panic. For example, like if I was a different person, and it rolled up on me like that in pitch black darkness, who knows? If I was a different dude, it would have been a different scenario.
But you know what I'm saying? That's the nature of their job.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know who they rolling up on. Not that I'm defending them at all, but you know what I'm saying? They out in the middle of the night looking for shit to fuck with.
It's just a crazy situation, dude.
It's fucked up because then on the other hand, it's like people from the community. You know what I mean? Like, it's still like, you know, people that these black people, there's like black people, two cats, I think they was Dominican or whatever.
Yeah, one of them was Dominican. One of the cops was Dominican.
Which was hilarious, too.
It was a black cop.
No, it was two Dominican cops and a white cop.
And a white cop.
And, you know, they motherfuckers could have grew up somewhere similar. Mm-hmm. But it's just that you on this team. So on some end, you try to have some empathy. But then when shit get turned up like that, you like, man, fuck this. You know, and you could see why the shit stays as it's going. It's going to be no real progress. It stays an adversarial relationship. It's fucked up.
Yeah, and it's definitely adversarial as fuck. You know what I'm saying? But they out here playing cops and robbers. You know what I'm saying?
And they dealing with robbers, probably.
And you are regular people that's caught up in the middle of a cops and robbers gang.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they treating everything as robbers.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? But it's almost like when you in the game and they'll respect the real criminal element more than they respect you.
Yeah.
Because they know how you're supposed to act if, you know what I'm saying, in said situation, if you were a criminal element. And it's a weird thing.
It was, you know, I walked out of there. I texted D. We had a conversation about it. It was just like, you know, it was just whack the way it played out, you know.
Yeah, that shit was whack. I mean, it was whack because it was, you know, it was a good look. The whole night was popping, and it was like, here you go.
And he tried to insult my intelligence. He's like, we got a smart guy here now. I was like, actually, you do. I'm smart. Don't jack it. Anyway.
It was a lot of little points where, like.
You said a lot of little snark.
I bet you did, too.
I stopped once I made the last comment. I was like,
Now, once he sat down, he was done. He was done. You know what I mean? Because he was, you know. Well, like I said, I had license to kill your ass.
But it's funny how the superposition carries authority.
Yeah.
Like, I told the Dominican dude, it was like, my father's a super right here. He was like, oh. Like, you know, it was like my father had some kind of, like, was respect. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, right here, super right here? You got an apartment in there? You got something available?
Good job.
He know what's happening.
I said super, and it was like it meant something.
The Dominican kicked in.
Yeah. How many apartments you
took him? He took him all the way back home.
He was definitely all Dominican, too, because we were saying some shit about, I said, you know, black people get shot. He was like, hold up. He not black, he's Spanish.
That was the white dude.
Is the white guy that?
And I remember because I looked at him, I was like, really?
Okay.
You gonna tell us what minority is? Yeah, you gonna be the judge of minority?
You could have been light-skinned.
And I am light-skinned, and D's obviously darker, but you not the one to tell us who the hell is
a
minority.
He's black, though. He
looked like Drake.
Took the local.
Dude, I say to my act, it ain't nothing but a boat stop.
Yeah.
Now, granted, I say that with a grain of salt because complexion does have consequences in our society.
Yeah.
I was just upset that this white dude was telling me what a minority is. Like, that's what pissed me off. Like, you are not in no position to make that comment.
You right.
Like, from the handbook, you don't look
you
like...
You have no authority in this
realm.
Hey,
man, from the profile handbook, you Spanish, he's black.
Exactly. You don't look like no nigga I know.
So
that's what he wanted to say.
But I will, you know,
I thought it was a Dominican cat that said it. That's why
it was
like,
the white
come
dude.
On,
I remember because I turned my eye to the side. I was like, is he really?
Okay, though. I'm all getting upset over the semantics and shit. I get shot over semantics. Like, ho, wait. Now, actually, you know, I got shot when the nigga was like, yo.
Now, that is racist. Why you bringing race into this?
That's bullshit, though. But, you know.
We definitely handled it well, though.
We alive. You know what I mean? We in the building. We ain't talking shit.
That's success.
Yeah, we made it. Oh, shit.
That's success.
What else is going on, though?
Oh, man, shit, you know, everybody watching this TV shit, Empire.
I haven't seen Empire yet.
The Scandals is done, I think. Or is it still
on? I don't even know.
I stopped watching Scandal.
How to Get Away.
The Murder.
It's done. But my wife was watching House of Cards all weekend.
Yeah, I saw House
My
of
lady
Cards.
Did the same thing.
I couldn't jump in, though, because it wasn't a good segue. It seemed like.
Have you seen season one or two?
No, I haven't seen shit.
Yeah.
So when I looked at it, it was like, it don't look like nowhere for me to jump in.
It didn't pull me in. I watched a couple episodes of the first season, and he would, like, break the fourth wall or some
Zach Morris. I did see him do that.
That was killing me. So, guys, and like, then I was like, all right.
Man. I don't want to talk to your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, keep acting. The fuck is you doing? Like, I was, I hear it's good, but
it's great.
And I like Kevin Spacey a lot. He's
but
a
his
dope
wife,
actor.
Robin Wright,
is killing
she
him?
Bodies that role.
Really?
Bodies it. Just bodies it. She kills it, man. Like, you know, she carries so much presence in this role.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. Claire Underwood.
Okay. Yeah, I heard my wife talk about her.
She kills it. She kills that role. She's in my opinion, she steals the show.
Really?
So, what you like about the show?
Season one and two in particular. Season three kind of didn't do it for me the way.
So you watched the whole season three?
I saw season three in totality.
Okay. Right. I ain't see it yet. I'm good. I'm not really feeling it. There's a show that I'm trying to get into. There's a show on HBO called The Jinx. That looks
good.
Oh,
I saw the first episode.
Is it good? I fell asleep.
It's good. I was tired too when I saw it, but it was decent.
What's it about? Like, is somebody got found in the river?
It's about this dude. I saw like the first 20 minutes, then I knocked out as well. But about this dude who is suspected of making. I think he's suspected of making all these killings, but he's never gotten caught.
Cool, let me see this man.
Yeah.
I've seen the whole
show. I watched the first three episodes. Chris,
Chris got a
in.
Mic.
The Jinx is about this guy, Robert Durst, whose family is like moguls. They own a bunch of buildings in the city.
Yeah.
this guy, mysteriously, that's why they call it the Jinx, like three people around him have been murdered.
Oh,
and they suspect him, but nothing's ever come of it. And now he's actually in the show. Like, they interview him. He got in touch with the director and was like, yeah, you can ask me questions. I'll, you know.
So it's like a reenactment show, kind of.
Yeah, they reenact parts, but they have the actual cops, the guy that's actually suspected, Robert Durst. So, like, all the people that were involved in are in it, but they reenact parts of
it. So he's still a suspect.
Oh, this is some real shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. It's 100% real.
Yeah, okay. People.
They haven't dropped the case. So this is still ongoing. So he's like, coming in for questioning,
kind of.
Taping
it
on HBO.
He's gotten away with a couple of them. I forget what the deal is with a couple of the trials, but there's people in the show that some think he did it. Some are like, no way, he's too charming. It's very interesting. It's a good show.
Yeah. Chris got a mic.
God, Mike. But House of Cards, you asked me, Ali, earlier about why is it so good. It really, to me, I mean, I'm thinking out initially, it really highlights the way that promotion affects human relationships.
Mm-hmm.
When you want a position or you want power or you want something, how that affects your loyalty, your alliances, and just how you are as a person, your character. Like the stuff you'll give up just to get to the next level.
Mm. So what did you learn about yourself?
We have it in us. You know, it's the same thing with The Wire. The Wire has the same element.
Yeah.
Where promotion is like the root of all evil. Like that's what messes people up. You know, so if you're a good dude, but I offer you a seat in the Congress, you'll sacrifice whatever policy you have for people.
A promotion as in a job promotion? Self-promotion?
Job promotion. Mostly like job promotions, like in terms of greater levels of power.
Okay.
It's not the root of all evil. It could be a catalyst for evil. You could take a promotion and still be cool,
that's the thing, though. So, like, they play with that concept, like how to do it appropriately when it's done. But for the most part, how dirty it is in politics. Mm-hmm. So a lot of policies are like, I'll give you this policy if you give me a Senate seat.
Yeah, it's wash my... Yo, but what I do appreciate about that is political people are very explicit about that shit.
Right.
When you out in the field, they campaign and they'll say, listen, I'll support you, but I'm going to need you to... Right. And not even no vague shit, I'm going to need you to look out on my men and all that. No, they'd be like, I'm going to need you to sign off on Prop 27.
Right.
If I appreciate the explicit shit, because there's also cats that, you know, they might look out and they don't say they want nothing. I don't want nothing.
And then they get upset when
then
you don't
later
get
later on, feel like you owe me a favor.
Passive aggressive.
Like, come on, fam. I wish you had told me what was going to be, which I appreciate. That's why I appreciate it. You know, all these political guys got people in their pockets. But... I've seen people say clearly, this is what I need for this. So you know what we doing here. This is not just for the love.
And then for me, this brings the conversation about what is merit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is actual merit in these type of scenarios?
Would you rather somebody, if they're going to do a favor for you, and that's also a weird word too. Like, we talked about that, a favor, right? A favor for a favor, right? So it's like, you know, obviously... It would be great if people did shit out of the sheer goodness of their heart, because they just stay fucking with what you're doing, your movement or whatever. But let's be honest, people got agendas.
Right.
So a person was like, listen, man, I know you're trying to do this. I'm going to give you X, but I need you to do this for me. Would you rather them do that or they just say, listen, here's X. Consider you just owe me a favor.
Listen, man, you're dealing with humans, so all that shit going to come into play. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes... You know what I'm saying? When you fucking with a human.
A human. Fucking human as opposed to what else you fucking with?
No, I'm just saying humans, they, you know what I'm saying? Anything goes, man. You know what I'm saying? So you never know what to expect from somebody. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody do something, you take something from somebody, you know what I'm saying?
You should expect.
You expect that it's going to come back around at some point.
Reciprocity.
No, but I'm saying, what do you prefer? If somebody says, hey, take that.
I mean, everybody, you prefer for it to be straight up, and this is what we expect, you know what I'm saying? But that ain't how people work.
Well, some people be weird. Like, they like, I don't know, it's a little too explicit. I ain't really appreciate the fact that you leveraging this for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas some people might prefer that ambiguous, just owe me a favor, until the favor come and it's like, it's some crazy shit.
Right, right.
You know?
I'd rather it be explicit, but I'm prepared
for
whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's going to be. So, you know what I'm saying? You just try to keep that shit to a minimum.
What about you?
Reciprocity.
You're acting like you ain't hear the question.
Can you repeat the question?
I think for me, it's weird, man. It's weird. It's a weird thing because to me, it's like casting. You know, it's like, is the person right for the particular favor that I need? You know what I mean? So say if, like, I'm trying to find a good example, like, I can't think of a good example. Like, I guess it's good if it's explicitly said, but I guess it's never good to give love and then expect it back from somebody. Like example, like with D, for example, right? If I do something out of kindness for you, I did it because I appreciate who you are and you've been my friend for a long time.
But that's an ideal situation.
And that's in friendship.
Yeah, well,
we're talking about in business.
Well, I prefer explicitly said. Absolutely, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Somebody put you on a stage that you might not have been able to get on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a great example. Keep going.
And you know what I'm saying? Would you want them to say, hey, I'm going to put you on the stage, but I need you to do my little dumpy spot downtown, or just leave it open and then hit you up later, like, hey, well, after you blow up. It's like, hey, Vlad, remember I put you on the stage.
That's a case in point. So, like, for example, like, say if I got something that came up, but that person's not a good fit for whatever I'm working on, he can't take it personally if I don't call him back for that. You see what I'm saying?
After you already took the favor.
Right.
Mm.
If it was, like you said, but you're saying it was explicitly said?
No, I mean, he did you a solid.
Right, right.
But he, you know what I'm saying? He expect to be able to call your phone and get you on the horn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I try to repay my debts. You know what I mean? I try to repay my...
It sounds like you like, man, I ain't doing it.
But I'm saying, like, not everybody's right for everything. That's my, you know, like...
So you wouldn't take the spot because he's not right for you to do a favor back?
I'd get him back at some point.
You might get fucked up out here in
these
streets.
I get him back at some point. I get him back at some point.
But see, but that's the other thing, though. If the cat offers, yo, listen, I'll do this, but I need you to do that, you should be able to be like, I'm good. You know what I mean? And it should be no consequence with that. Right. You know what I mean? I'm good.
No, you didn't take the spot.
Oh, yeah.
From no, I'm saying, but what if you took the spot?
And then when they hit
hit you up, you're like, hey, you know, this cat's really not good for, you know what I'm saying, what I got going on.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Not gonna say if I'm doing like a little sketch and it requires a taller person, it requires a female, and you know what I mean, like that's not the right fit for what I'm doing. Right, you know, I can't put you in there. Like, you can't take it personally. You know, you can't. You know what I mean? Right. That's what I'm saying. But to Dee's point, you should be able to say no. I'm not gonna do it. If that's the context you're working in, I should be able to say no.
Right. Definitely.
He just saying, don't say no. Don't say yes.
Don't say yes.
Oh, absolutely.
And then get ghosts.
Absolutely. Oh, no.
No.
Absolutely.
I can't really fuck with that.
No. You're right. Yeah,
I'll tell you this, though. Yeah. Favors, shit is like Sky Miles, man. They got about 18 months. After that shit, don't hit me 3 years later, yo, man. Unless it was some crazy shit. But don't be no shit that has something to do with some old, totally other shit.
But see, sometimes it be like this, though. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes motherfuckers fuck with you and they look out for you and put you in position in certain spaces at a certain time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you go ahead, you ride with it, you doing it and shit. And then it might be years later and it might not be that they're calling you for a favor, but they feel like, yo, D, my man.
Yeah, they invested in you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, that's
my man. Let me hit him up. Yeah, absolutely.
Let me hit my man up, you know what I'm saying?
Goodwill.
They feel like they should have some type of, you know what I'm saying, goodwill with you.
At that point, I don't even think you gotta call it a favor.
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's just it's kind of understood. I'm just talking about the whole favor shit. That's just this funny language for just, you know, it's so ambiguous.
Right.
I know.
What the fuck? What is this? This could be anything.
Right.
You know? And we'd be naive to say that the world doesn't move that way.
Yeah.
Humans move that way. Yeah.
These humans.
There's humans out there. You can't be messing with them.
Humans, man.
Oh,
they,
man.
They want that get back.
Get back. Pay back. OJB.
No doubt.
You got anything else? We're about to get up out of here. I think we're about that time. All right. So I was about to throw it at you.
D's hilarious.
I just want to throw it at you.
The D Lemon's blunt ending.
D Lemon.
Hey, you done?
No, I wasn't.
You finished?
Hey, shit, we're going to wrap this shit on up, man. We have 59, 19.
We all looking at the same clock. You know what I'm saying? We all know.
You know what I mean?
It's time to land.
You know what I'm saying?
Jet.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm getting at?
All right, so where you going to be at this week, man? Talk to the people.
I'll be at the Stand Comedy Club this Saturday and Sunday.
All right.
No doubt.
And then for more dates, just go to my website, laughingvlad.com.
Bird. I'm gonna be at this art fair this weekend. I don't even remember the name of it, but I'm gonna be there.
It's the Ali Muhammad. I'm showing up to this art fair.
It's a big deal art fair, but I can't remember the name of it. Such a fucking big deal.
They're gonna have art. They're gonna have art there.
They're gonna have art there.
It's gonna be people.
And we're gonna be doing some shit.
There you go. Yeah, I'm gonna be at Zany's Rosemont this weekend, starting tonight. Tonight through Saturday. So fuck with me. It's in your budget. You know what I mean? I made sure. I consulted. You know what I mean? I talked to my people and we priced these accordingly.
Affordable.
Come out. It's gonna be a good ass show. We're gonna have fun. It's my first time in Chicago doing comedy. You know, so we going all in. So Zany's Rosemont. It's Wednesday through Saturday.
Shout out to the Shy.
There you go.
Sound cold.
It is.
Oh, it's gonna be freezing out there.
It's gonna be fucking ridiculous. Bring some warmth. Yeah, man. Anyway, that's it. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend to get in the conversation. Subscribe on iTunes. Listen to us on SoundCloud. Leave a comment. Like us on Facebook, and we will be back next week. Peace.
Toodles.